It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
High school basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
Well, actually, it's not Pete. It's Ed Lulley with Phil Becerra.
Good afternoon, Ed. How are you?
It's actually evening now.
Good evening.
And we got to see the end of that game. That was a really good game. And we're about to have a really great game. I've got to say, it goes past good. We want to thank our sponsors, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Premium Dental, and I know I'm missing somebody, but I'm sure Bob will catch me up in a little bit on that. We have Bob Dacey back in the studio, and we are at the BB&T Arena at Hood College, and it is pretty much packed. It was overflowing for the game we just saw between Oakdale and TJ, and TJ just couldn't get it at the end of that game. They just couldn't. They made a couple three-pointers, but they just could not get that past 7 points, and they couldn't close.
Now, TJ, they seemed to be coming back there at the end with about a minute left, but I'll tell you, Oakdale Bears, they were too much to handle in that game. And I tell you what, I'm surprised you found a parking spot. I tell you, coming
I had to park in the neighborhood. I couldn't park anywhere near here. And Griffith Plumbing, keep it
Griffith
flowing.
Plumbing.
I knew I would remember
there
that.
There you go.
Can't forget them.
There you go, Ed.
And this game, the stars of this game, I think, have got to be two players that we've had, both of them, as our players of the month, as athletes of the month. And Sailor Poffenbarger is a freshman. She was one of them. And then, of course, we have the incomparable Michaela Daniels, who is now a junior. And I've got to say, these are two extraordinary athletes. They are a joy to watch, and it's going to be a good game. Middletown has one loss, and that was not too long ago.
Yeah, their one loss, Pete, I believe it was against... talk about a winning streak in the beginning of the season. It was actually recently, Ed.
Yeah, it was recently. They lost Ligonier.
Yes, it was February the 13th. It looks like February the 13th. So
otherwise, they were undefeated. And as I remember, Steve Nimbus and I talked about that the game last week. That would mean probably that they get it out of their system for the playoffs. And this is not a playoff. It is, I believe, for the championship of the conference for the Central Maryland Conference. But other than that, it doesn't have any effect on the playoffs.
No.
But you can't tell that from the enthusiasm and the crowds and the excitement here right now. This is like a playoff game.
For sure. You definitely said it 100% correct there, Ed. And it's like that year in and year out. I mean, every year, as far as I can remember, being with WFMD, it's been very loud, very energetic at these CMC championship games here at Hood College, and I expect the same thing here tonight as Middletown and Frederick battle it out at BB&T Arena.
Absolutely, and Frederick has a 20-2 record. As Pete was saying earlier, they lost their game at Middletown, 64-57. And then they had another loss to St. Francis Academy. That was in a winter classic. Those are the only two losses they've had all year.
Yeah.
They're a very, very good team. So Middletown, on the other hand, like we just said, only had the one loss to Ligonier. And although I've got to say, last week, Tuscarora played them close for a while.
Yeah, they did, Ed. And coming into this game, so you look at the regular season schedules for both teams, the season high in points for the Frederick Cadets was 90. They scored 90 points, 9-0. 90 points for a high school team, that's a lot of points, Ed.
It is.
Against North Hagerstown. And the season high, I believe, for Middletown would be back on December 28th It was, they faced Battlefield. It looks like it was a Haymarket, Virginia school, and Middletown won that game 71-35. So they scored 71 points in that game. So both of these teams really evenly matched when you look back at the schedule early and often and more recently, because guess what? They both are powerhouse teams, and they put big numbers on that scoreboard, Ed.
They really are, and I've got to say, the Frederick Cadets, they played real well last year, too.
Yeah.
I believe they ended up being state champions last year. Tonight, I think the challenge for Frederick is to contain Sailor Poffenbarger, and the challenge for Middletown is to watch Michaela Daniels. Now, Michaela Daniels doesn't have the height Poffenbarger does, but she has more experience, and she is just a tremendous ball handler and a ball hawk.
Yeah.
If you put the ball out anywhere near here, she can steal it. And it's just, I'm really looking forward to this game tonight.
And as we see her right, almost standing right in front of our table right now, is Michaela Daniels, a star player for the Frederick Cadets. And as you mentioned, not too much height, but the way that she plays the game is unbelievable. And if you have not seen her yet in her high school career, it's a must before she enters the Division I school.
Well, you've got another year.
That's right. So the University of Arkansas.
You can't beat that.
No, you cannot. I'm sure the head coaches and everyone there are looking forward to the star player coming over to their school, Michaela Daniels. And what a story it's been so far. Her very storied career with the Frederick Cadets.
We're going to take a break right now and go back to the studio to Bob Dacey. You're listening to Live High School Basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Comfortable, easy to reach location. Visit fmh.org/MT Airy to see the full list of primary and specialty care providers practicing in Mount Airy and schedule your appointment today.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you. Ed Luly, Philip Becerra, we are here at Hood College at the BB&T Arena, and we have a great game about to start between the Middletown Knights, 20-1, and the Frederick Cadets, 20-2, I think it is, or 21-2.
21-2.
Ed. And they're about to announce the players.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
and it is a
20-2. The Frederick
20-2.
22, 11-0 in the league. So they're undefeated in the league, and I believe Middletown, looking at the stats, and they're undefeated as well. Middletown, so both teams coming in this game 11-0 in their league, and a combined three losses between Frederick and Middletown. What a matchup.
Number 23, Haven Brandenburg, is a senior. And we watched her have senior night last week, and she injured her ankle towards the end of that, and she is in a boot and using crutches. And that's a loss for them. She's a great player.
Not a good sign there for Coach Amy Poffenbarger, a huge loss. A senior, anytime an older player getting injured, that takes the veteran presence out of your team, and that's definitely not what Coach Amy Poffenbarger wanted to see here late in the season as the playoffs approach.
And as you say that, the remaining seniors playing are Alyssa Arney, Brianna Crutchfield, and Lexi Hofflinger. There's the only three seniors left on the team. The team has two freshmen, one of which is Sailor Poffenbarger, two sophomores, and the rest are juniors. So they're going to have a lot of experience coming back next year, too. And that's, you know, probably something that they're happy to have.
Yeah.
You've got to have a supporting, if you've got a star player, you've got to have a supporting cast. And
so I tell you, how do you think that affects the Middletown Knights in losing that Haven Brandenburg? And you have to believe that that is permanent, and she will be out for the rest of the season. So.
Well, you don't know that. I hope not, because I feel so bad for any senior that gets injured in their final year doing something. Because all that work they put into it, all the time, all the practices, and all the sacrifice they made, and that's it.
Oh, but, for sure.
Part of the game.
And here come the Frederick Cadets at Lenticum.
First player they introduced was Kristen Linthicum.
India Keene, number 13.
She's a good player.
She is. Michaela Daniels.
She is an impressive player. She really is.
It's no
And a very nice young lady. Her mother's a really great person, too.
Yep.
Rose.
It's always amazing to see the great attitude come with a great player. I tell you, what a great presence they have in Michaela Daniels, the Frederick Cadets.
They do. And now the Middletown Knights are being introduced. And let's see. First player they introduce. And they're taking their time about giving us the introduction.
Coaches, players.
Oh, he's announcing all of the players. We might as well do that as well. You have Lexi Hofflinger, Sailor Poffenbarger, Melanie Pick, Kate Pusey, Gemma Cariotti, Molly Farron. They just introduced Sailor Poffenbarger.
And the crowd tells the audience that. You don't need to tell them, Ed.
Sarah O'Toole, Bree Schill, Brianna Crutchfield, Megan Chipley, and Brianna Walker, and, of course, Haven Brandenburg, but she's unable to play. Number five pick is introduced.
I tell you what, the crowd is going to be doing a lot of our job. I tell you, when these two teams score, you're going to know it. The listeners that are tuning in right now, I mean, the crowd noise is just now beginning.
Brianna Crutchfield and Brianna Walker, two Briannas, Brianna Crutchfield and Brianna Walker are the final two starters for Middletown. And now we're going to have the national anthem. Darren Whitten just came over and gave us a high five, which is nice.
Darryl White, another great coach, and
makes us feel
County.
Makes us feel wanted.
Yeah.
National anthem with the student section finishing the song, which I think is a real nice touch.
Yeah, finishing it off, the home of the Knights and the other part of the gymnasium saying the home of the Cadets.
Yes. I'm still surprised that they get the Orioles, the O for Orioles, as much as bad as the Orioles have been for a while.
High school, as young as high school.
They're not that bad,
not
but still.
That bad.
They're not what I grew up with, let me put it that way. Of course, that dates me, but
no
still.
Way. Well, come on now. Not that old, Ed.
Feel it. Actually, no, I don't.
So the team of Kayla Daniels looking on our side, court side. We're sitting, what would you call it? It's the opposite side of the entrance that we're on in the corner here.
Beautiful view of the scoreboard, though.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Sailor Poffenbarger in the center jumping off against Rose Bubakar.
And one thing different in this gymnasium, Ed, I like the balcony that they have. Facing us, and here
and
we go.
Frederick won the toss, and it's number 24
starting off fast and strong.
Rose Bubakar, who got the toss, The ball was passed and immediately stolen by Bubakar. She gets it off to Michaela Daniels, and they lose it out of bounds, so it's going to be Middletown. So let's see. I think that's Pick is going to be bringing it in. Melanie Pick. She gets it into Cariotti. Cariotti's being double-teamed. She needs some help. She tosses it off to Brianna, who gets it back to Brianna Crutchfield.
Yeah, Lethicum. Here comes Lethicum with the ball now.
Charging all the way down, drives to the center, kicks it in. Bubakar tries the layup, misses. That was a foul not called. Cariotti is being closely guarded. Give it back to Pick to bring it across. They get it over to Poffenberger. Dribbles around to the top of the key. She's looking for somebody. She gives it to Cariotti off on the right-hand side. Cariotti dribbling the ball. They get it back to Brianna Crutchfield, who lays it up, but no good. Brianna Walker turns and shoots, no good, and it's rebounded by, I couldn't see who. We had somebody walk in front of us. And the ball's off number 13. Misses a three-point shot, and it's Middletown ball.
Okay, so I believe
that
the
was
list.
India Keene.
So India Keene, and I believe going back to the previous play, you talk about the rebound for Middletown. I believe it was number 33, the forward, the senior forward, Brianna Crutchfield, who just had a nice article written up in the Frederick News Post.
Pick is being double-teamed, and they managed to steal the ball away from her. And that was India Keene, too hard. And
there
it was
is.
To an
Michaela Daniels.
It was to Rose Bubakar. She made a nice half-handed, off-handed toss and gave it to her teammate. It is now Knights 2, Cadets 4, with 6:16 left to go in the first period. India Keene brings it to the top of the key. She gets it over to Kristen Linthicum. Linthicum's dribbling around, looking for something. She penetrates to the lane, doesn't get very far. Shoots, no good. Rebounded by Bubakar, who loses the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds.
Goes through Bubakar's legs and out of bounds.
Yeah, don't you have to rub
try
it
to
in.
try to
Pick
recover.
Pick gets it into Poffenberger. Poffenberger's in the corner. She's being closely guarded. She shoots it down, and a nice assist, and it gets to Brianna Walker, who gets it off to Crutchfield, who loses it out of bounds, I think. Let's see. Is it Middletown? No, it's Middletown ball.
So as we talk about so often in these games, both teams right now trying to settle in, turnovers on both sides of the ball, and who will settle in first?
Pick gets it off. A nice pass by Brianna Crutchfield to Pick. Pick laid it in, so it's now 4-4. 5:31 left to go in the first period. Michaela Daniels feeds it into Bubakar, who lays it up, and that's another 2 points. Bubakar has 4 points. Cariotti down, drives it down, and it's off the hands of Brianna Crutchfield, laid down to Michaela Daniels. She shoots.
Look at the pressure that they're putting on, Ed.
They are.
The Frederick Cadets, that's one of the best things that they do.
And they get a foul. Linthicum foul.
Yeah.
Michaela Daniels now has, it's now 8-4. Michaela Daniels has 4 points, and Bubakar has 4 points. Boy, they're quite a combo.
I tell you, in all of basketball, I've never seen a team in Frederick County yet, a girls' team that puts the pressure on like Frederick on that defense. I mean, they can double team you. They can choke you up on the opposite side of the court, I tell you. Ashley Bush has done an excellent job since becoming head coach. What happened?
Was that a technical foul? It's a shooting foul, and I don't understand what happened. Brianna Crutchfield's going to have a shot. And it's in. That's good. It makes it 5-8, 4:57.
I tell you what, Ed, if you're lucky enough to hear the referees speaking over there, you let me know what they say, because the noise level right now, we're on Middletown's side, but both fans.
And Crutchfield makes a second, so yeah. It's now 6-8 with 4:57 left to go. And now
just starting here, first
India
period.
India Keene bringing it down. She brings it out to the right-hand side, left-hand side. Looking for somebody to give it to. She gives it to Linthicum at the top of the key. Closely guarded. by Cariotti. Now it's back to Bubakar. Bubakar's looking for somebody to give it to. Drives the lane, lays it up, no good, too hard. Pick gets the rebound. She pitches it down, and it's stolen. What a steal by Michaela Daniels. What a steal. I told you
and
she was
good.
And
she knocks the referee over.
And makes the basket.
And makes the basket.
10-6.
The referee fell straight into the Middletown bench.
Sailor Poffenberger feeds it off to Crutchfield, who tries to lay it up, and she's...
Michaela Daniels again, Ed.
She steals it again. And that's going to be a foul on Middletown. That's on Crutchfield.
I tell you, what awareness on that play by Michaela Daniels to come up with the steal, and she does it all by herself.
I wouldn't say all by herself, but she's got
on that
great
layup,
awareness. She really does.
I tell you, yeah.
And now you have Sailor Poffenberger on Daniels. Cariotti, Daniels shoots, misses. Cariotti gets the ball. She's driving down, guarded by Bubakar. She takes it to the top of the key. She's looking for somebody to give it to. She gives it to Walker. Walker tries to get it into Poffenberger, and I think that's a foul. Let's see. We have Natalie Washington is in the game now, and yeah. She gets her first foul.
And for Frederick, Natalie Washington.
That's their second foul.
The forward 5'11" junior.
Cariotti gets the ball, goes to shoot, and has it knocked out of her hands. I couldn't see who did that. Daniels feeds it in to Washington, who lays it in. So that's an assist for her. 6-12 now, and I think Middletown wants a timeout. But no, the ball
went
out of
bounds. It's another turnover. It's Frederick's ball. And there's India Keene on that far.
And you've got Poffenberger trying to guard Daniels from the sideline. So it's Linthicum again, has the ball at the top of the key. Passes it in, and it's lost out of bounds. By Washington. Now let's see who's it's carry. No, it's Pick bringing the ball in. Full court press. Poffenberger drives by Washington, passes it down to Walker. Walker tries to
Michaela
feed it.
Daniels
stolen again.
With the block. Oh my!
Oh, what a shot, Ed! That's another basket for her. That's
what
her eighth point.
Oh, she! I tell you when.
And there's a foul. That's on India Keene.
It's a team sport. I understand that. But I tell you what, when Michaela Daniels has her awareness up and when she comes up with the blocks and the steals, she's not thinking, I'm not calling her a greedy player, Ed, but she's not really thinking about passing it. If she has a one-on-one matchup, she's going to take it and lay it up in that basket.
I've watched her quite a bit, and I'll tell you, she is someone who will dish it off if she thinks somebody has a chance to score.
She'll slow down. She'll speed up. You never know what to expect.
Pass down, the new player in for Middletown, fed down. That was a spinning shot by number 20, Alyssa Arney.
Yeah, so right now at this point.
And Middletown Pick is inbounding under their own basket.
The Knights just having trouble trying to protect the
ball. They need to calm down. They need to calm down.
And how do you against this Frederick defense?
Sailor Poffenberger is being closely guarded by Washington. She shoots a three and makes it.
That's what they needed. Boy, that
now it's 9-14. 2:33 left to go in the first period.
She heard you, Ed.
India Keene has the ball at the top of the key. She's being guarded by Bree Schill. Foul.
Yeah, foul on Michaela Daniels, and that comes from number 33 for Middletown. That was the forward, Brianna Crutchfield.
And that is her second foul. It's Middletown's third. So Daniels shoots first, all net. She's got great form, and that's her ninth point. So she on her own has equaled the entire Middletown score. It's 15-9 now, 2:21 left to go in the first period. Daniels looks at the top of the key. She's getting ready for a second shot. And it's no good. A little too hard. Bubakar gets the rebound, and then Linthicum ends up with the ball at the top of the key. India Keene has it. They back out. Now Middletown's playing man-to-man. Feed into Washington, and Washington lays it up. Walker, Brianna Walker gets it to Pick. pick gets down, and it's off of Alyssa Barney's hands. Another turnover for Middletown, 17-9.
I tell you, I just give credit to, again, to the Frederick defense, but I think you're right, too, Ed. They just have to calm down. The passes are not even close.
No, they've given the ball away a couple times.
Yeah.
Part of that is the pressure. I thought we were going to see a three-point shot there. And the ball's now on the outside. India Keene has it. She's dribbling the ball. She brings it around. She drives the lane and lays
it in. What a
move. Between all of the Middletown players. And Coach Poppenberger wants a timeout.
She's seen enough.
19-9. 10-point lead with 1:32 left to go here in the first period. Oh, man. And, I mean, for Middletown, you have Poppenberger with 3 points, Pick with two, and Crutchfield with two. And someone that's not on the field scored as well. I can only give you the player info and the people that are actually on the court at the time, because they don't have their scoreboards, not big enough to give you all the points. But I think if you're Middletown, you have to just basically calm down, play better defense, and don't get rattled. And I think the thing that's really giving them a hard time right now is the speed of the Frederick Cadets.
I tell you what, Amy Poppenberger, if she heard you say that, Ed, I'm sure she would say, well, guess what? It's easy to say, but it's hard to do, especially against Frederick.
It is what it is.
As we see a lot of Walkersville spectators up on the balcony.
Full court press. Middletown Pick gets it in to Poppenberger. Poppenberger drives past Rihanna Hall, number 21. Three-point shot, and it's good!
Wow.
Now 12-19. Linthicum has it, drives the baseline, shoots, soft, misses. I couldn't tell if it was rebounded by
No, it was Poppenberger. She had a tip on the ball. She tried to keep it in bounds.
And lost it.
And lost it out of bounds.
India Keene's going to be inbounding.
The daughter of head coach Amy Poppenberger.
And Jalen Montgomery just came in, number 32. And Rihanna Hall has a seat.
I tell you, give credit to Sailor Poppenberger, huh? I mean, a couple of...
Linthicum shoots. No good. And that'll be Middletown ball. Pick is going to inbound it. Full court pressure by the Cadets. Boy, they got to be careful. That took a long time.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that Poppenberger came back in to get it. She's now got the ball across the timeline. She passes it down to the far corner. Walker drives the baseline, lays it in.
Here they come.
14-19.
Amy, Coach Amy is loving what she's seeing.
India Keene gets it off across the court to Linthicum, who drives the baseline and rolls it in. 21-14, 35 seconds left to go. Sailor Poppenberger almost lost that ball out of bounds. She drives all the way down, dishes it back out to number 30, no good. And she gets the rebound. Poppenberger gets the rebound, takes it to the outside. I think she's looking for another three-point shot.
Yeah, for sure, to close out the first period.
16 seconds left, and there's a foul, and that's on Daniels. You don't want to see that.
Now, so far, Coach Ashley Bush is matching up Michaela Daniels and putting her on Sailor Poffenberger, and we'll see if that changes down the stretch. But so far, it seems like it's working out pretty well, other than them couple three-point shots.
And then they try to get it in. They lose the ball, and it goes to Bubakar. She gets a layup. Easy 2 points there. Now Pick has it. Full court press, and it's knocked out of bounds by out of her hands and out of bounds by India Keene.
I'll tell you, if I didn't know any better, I would guess these CMC championship games are the state title game, Ed.
Oh, nice try. Poppenberger tried to make a quarter court shot. At the end of the first period of play, it's Middletown Knights 14, Frederick Cadets 23. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
WFMD.com. Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Ed Lilly with Philip Massera. We're here at the BB&T Arena at Hood College for the Central Maryland Conference Girls Championship. And so far, it's been Frederick all over Middletown. Middletown's turned the ball over a whole bunch. And the only thing really kept them in the game is the three-point shooting by Sailor Poffenberger. Yes. He's got 6 points, all three-pointers. So to start the second period, it'll be Middletown ball.
Yeah, because you're right. You're exactly right.
And Poffenberger gets it in. Cariotti takes it from her and then kicks it back out. Poffenberger drives the lane, lays up. And that's her eighth point. Middletown now has 16-23. India Keene brings the ball down for the Cadets across the timeline. She gives it to who else? Michaela Daniels, who dumps it into Bubakar. Poffenberger got her hand on it, but Cariotti grabbed the ball, came down with 1 foot out of bounds. So it's a turnover. India Keene's going to try to get it in under her own basket. And that's always an opportunity for a team to either throw the ball away or get an easy 2 points. Take it to the outside. Linthicum has it. Drives the lane. Too hard. Poffenberger up with determination to get the rebound. She has the ball. And instead of full court press now, they've gone back into a zone. No, man-to-man. Excuse me. Poffenberger drives, and she is fouled. Who was the foul by? By Linthicum.
It was Linthicum.
And I didn't even see Linthicum in the vicinity. But
I did not either.
But apparently, that's who got the foul. So that's the fifth team foul. Middletown only has two. And Cariotti has the ball. And she's fouled.
Linthicum again.
That's our third foul. They're going to have to sit her down.
Wow.
And she sits down quickly. Washington comes in for her. And, wow. Okay. Poffenberger got that inbounds pass, had to go way up to try to get it. She overbalanced, came down, tried to hold on to it, but lost the ball out of bounds. India Keene has it now. It's crossing the timeline. 7:07 left to go in the second period. And fed into Washington, who makes a nice spinning layup.
Yeah.
25-16, 9-point lead. Cariotti has the ball now, crossing the timeline. She drives down to the baseline, drives under the basket, tries to get it to Walker, Brianna Walker, number 44, but it's knocked out of bounds by Bubakar, number 24. Poffenberger is going to try to inbound it from under the basket. She gets it in. And Cariotti has it again, drives around, drives under the baseline, tries to shoot, but it's blocked. And then India Keene has driving down the lane, goes to the baseline, dishes it back off to someone. Let's see, who was that? Jalen Montgomery tries to shoot and has it blocked. Cariotti has it again, loses it out of bounds.
Give credit to Frederick.
Great pressure.
Jalen Montgomery.
9-point game. That was a good block down here, too.
Yeah, using her full body and never giving up one time. And I tell you, that Middletown player could not get around her for a shot. Nice defense there again.
India Keene has it on the outside, calling for a play. Gets it to Michaela Daniels. Daniels dishes it in. No good on the shot by Jalen Montgomery.
Middletown ball.
And it's going to be Sailor Poffenberger bringing it in. And she gets it in to Cariotti. Takes it down to the baseline. Ooh, that's going to be a charge.
That's an offensive foul. It has to be. No,
it's not.
Wow.
And Molly Farron is in there now, too.
I tell you, guard.
She must have moved in at the last second.
Cariotti, the junior for Middletown, I mean, just completely
knocked her down.
Bulldozed her over.
Is all net. That's good. That makes it 17-25. 8-point game.
And here we see a little bit of mother and daughter talk on that Middletown.
Yeah, that's coach player talk.
That's coach player. Okay.
And the second shot is good. Makes it 18-25. 7-point game. India Keene brings it down for the Cadets. Crosses the timeline. She looks at it. Gets it off to Michaela Daniels. Daniels holds it and then passes it in to Bubakar, who turns and shoots and gets all net. That's an easy basket for her.
Look at the double teaming again.
Yeah, and Cariotti has a tough time getting it across the timeline. She gets it down there and is double teamed.
Look at that.
Poffenberger got it. Now it's Fallon loses handle on it, and Poffenberger steals their pass. Shoots. No good. And Bree Schill tries to get the rebound, but it goes off her fingertips, and it's going to be inbounded by Jalen Montgomery for the Cadets. India Keene has it across the timeline. 5:19 left to go in the second period. Michaela Daniels has it at the top of the key, gets it to Montgomery, who loses the handle, and then struggle for the ball. India Keene, and that's going to be off Middletown. It is. It rolled off the foot of Cariotti. Boy, I'll tell you, real fighting for the ball. And Keene is going to take a seat. No, they're saying it's Middletown ball. Sailor Poffenberger standing right in front of us, and she's bringing it in. She throws it all the way down the court, and it's caught by Walker. Turns and shoots. No good, too hard. Middletown tries to rebound it. Doesn't get it. Washington has it. Goes to Michaela Daniels. Michaela Daniels loses the handle for a second. Dishes it into Washington, who can't hold on to it. Pick has the ball. Turns, gets it off to Sailor Poffenberger. Once again, she's under heavy pressure. They're double-teaming her now. Washington and Daniels.
Yeah, I think I was
and Poffenberger accidentally got the ball on the line, out of bounds. It's going to be Cadets' ball.
Well, I think it was a travel, either one, Ed.
I think she stepped on the line or got the ball on the line.
It was a ball. Right.
4:38 to go. Knights 18, Cadets 27. Nice lead for the Cadets.
4:30 left. 27-18. Frederick.
Jalen Montgomery dishes it in. Almost stolen. And it is stolen. And then it's stolen back. Dished into Washington, who turns and shoots. A nice basket. It's now an 11-point lead.
Come on, Ed. Can you stop confusing me?
Jeez. It's hard.
It's Frederick Middletown ball. Frederick Middletown.
Molly Farron has the ball. She is bumped. And who was that foul on? That foul was on number 21, Rihanna Hall. And that is the eighth team foul. So Farron's going to be shooting.
Yeah, as we see the forward Melanie Pitt coming over for a
no
drink
good,
of water.
And the rebound is by the Cadets. Michaela Daniels has it. She was being guarded by Brill Shree. Excuse me.
There's Michaela Daniels.
Bree Shrill.
And she got it.
Another basket for Michaela Daniels.
2 points with three.
11 points for her.
3:40 remaining.
And Walker tries to dribble down the court and loses handle on the ball. Under pressure by number 21, Rihanna Hall.
I tell you, the turnovers for Middletown are blowing up on the stat sheet, and that's something that Amy Poffenberger knows that, and that will kill any team that plays the Frederick Cadets.
Coach Ashley Bush has just called for a timeout.
So we'll see
it's
if...
so nice. Ashley Bush brought us the roster. She didn't know we already had it.
How about that?
Everything handwritten. That was awfully sweet of her.
Well, there you go, Ed. Are you sure you didn't ask and forgot?
I know I didn't ask.
No, you did.
And she wrote it written on the Middletown team only station.
Oh. So.
Anyway. Great crowd here.
And as we also see the athletic director, Coach Hammond. I still call her Coach, which she's not really anymore, but.
I saw Kevin Kendro, the Frederick County Public Schools. I think he's the athletic director for, I don't know, some title.
Yeah.
Some grand title. He's a great guy, though.
He
really is. He makes all this work.
Mike Mathis, also a familiar face from the balcony that we're facing, leaning over the balcony and spectating this game and watching as Middletown tries to make a comeback or at least get a little bit closer before half. And they're down a bunch now. They don't want to see that lead escalate anymore before halftime.
Well, Sailor Palfenberger has 8 points, two threes, and a layup.
You want to try out one of them cushions upstairs if you want to, Ed. They have some nice recliners on the balcony.
Isn't that nice?
And I tell you, you can kick back and relax at halftime.
3:32 left to go in the second period. Michaela Daniels had it. And she dishes it off to number 12 for 3 points. No good.
New face in the game, Maggie Daler. That's Maggie Daler, number 12.
And then they throw it away. Melanie Pick, number 5 for Middletown, is going to inbound it. There's a substitution first. It's going to be Washington coming in for number 12.
Yeah.
Maggie Daler.
So Maggie Daler already exited. Okay, Ed. That's not what
and
I was expecting from
Pick Frederick. Gets it in. Sailor Poffenberger being guarded by Daniels. Poffenberger gets it across the timeline. She's picked up by Washington. She gets into the corner. She's looking for a player to give it to, and she gets it to number 15, Molly Farron. And Farron got it into Bree Schill, who lost it, but it was knocked out of bounds. Pick's going to inbound it. Gets it to Poffenberger, who gets it off to Walker. And is that a foul, or she just lost the ball? Walker loses it out of bounds.
Yeah, she lost it. It's another turnover. And right now, Coach Amy Poffenberger having some words with one of the referees. Not too happy about something over there on that court side.
Michaela Daniels brings it across the timeline, taking her time with a big lead. And she is bumped by Farron. That's not going to be a shooting foul. It's only the third foul for Middletown. The first foul on Farron.
Here comes Maggie Daler back in again. Ed. And Natalie Washington exiting.
Rihanna Hall's going to inbound it. And it goes to India Keene, number 13 at the top of the key. She goes to her left looking for somebody. Trying to get it in under the basket, but it's not open, so she drives. Dishes it back off to Michaela Daniels. I think that was a three.
It was.
And it was.
It's a three-point shot.
14 points now for Michaela Daniels. Boy, that looked good, didn't it? And then the ball's knocked away by Boubacar, and it's last off of Boubacar. So it's going to be Middletown ball. Nice hustle. I think that was Farron that got it. Pick has it across the timeline. Farron has it at the top of the key. She drives to the outside. Dishes it back off to Pick on the right-hand side.
2 minutes, Ed.
Farron has it again at the top of the key. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Air ball. 18-34. 1:51 to go. If the Cadets can get another 2 points, they will have doubled the score of the Knights.
I tell you, before the game, I was going to ask you, what is your approach coming into this game, even though, you know, it doesn't have an effect on the playoffs? Guess what? Coach Ashley Bush doesn't care if it has an effect on the playoffs or not. They're playing hard-nosed basketball.
Oh, they
want. Right,
I talked to Michaela Daniels last week, and she told me they want to win this game.
Oh, sure.
They want to.
Every game.
And then she tried to get it inbounds there, and Michaela Daniels and Poffenberger got it.
Puts it right into Poffenberger's hands.
I don't think that was intentional.
No.
Poffenberger dribbles between her own legs, drives to the baseline, hands it off to Walker. Walker shoots, no good, and it's rebounded by Boubacar. Gives it to number 12. 12 pulls up, gets it back to Michaela Daniels at the top of the key. Air ball, knocked out of bounds, recovered. Wow, it's going everywhere. Number 24, Boubacar has it. Gives it back out to Michaela Daniels. That's a three if it goes, and it does.
Wow. with 50 seconds remaining, her second three-pointer of the game. Michaela Daniels.
37-18. They have more than double the score. And there's a foul. I didn't see who it was on, but it looks like Middletown's going to get the... That's going to be the ninth foul. And that's on Boubacar, her first. Picks at the line. First shot is good. That makes it 19-37.
Or is it 37-19
then? Any way you want to look at it. Scoreboard has it 19-37. That's the way I read it. Second shot, no good, but Middletown gets the rebound. Gives it to Pick. Pick lays it in. So a three-point play. It's now 21-37. 16-point lead. India Keen has the ball with 30 seconds left. She gets it to Michaela Daniels. Daniels is taking her time. Boy, she looks poised out there, doesn't she? Ball's thrown over to the corner.
Maggie Daler drains a two-point shot.
It was almost a three.
Almost.
Pick has the ball. She picks up her dribble. And then she is pickpocketed. Michaela Daniels with a spinning. Oh, that was almost an incredible pass. Walker gets it down. No shots. No shot, and the clock expires. At the end of the first half of play, it is the Middletown Knights 21, the Frederick Cadets 39. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at halftime here with the Middletown Knights on the short end of a 21-39 score against the Frederick Cadets. Talk about burning the court up. Michaela Daniels, 17 points. Unbelievable.
Taking me back to the 2017 state title game, Ed.
Yeah, she's ready for it.
When she almost broke the record, as many of us already know, she almost broke the record for single postseason record in points scored by one player in a playoff game.
And watching her play, as active as she's been, she still looks composed, relaxed. Yeah. And you can't say the same thing about the Middletown Knights. They got rattled.
Yeah.
And it made a big difference. Lots of turnovers, a couple of air balls. Frederick fought so hard for that ball every time. Double teaming, full court pressure. They really did everything they could, and it paid off.
Yeah. And it's a team sport. I understand that. But it's amazing the amount, and we say it over and over every game, but the amount of hustle, we can't say it enough and give her a lot of credit. The amount of hustle that Michaela Daniels comes out with from the beginning of the game to the end of the game is just, no words can describe it. I mean, it's just... Well, have you ever heard of the word tired?
Not her. Well, I think that explains why she's headed to Arkansas.
Yeah. A Division I school. And
the only player that's come close, Boubacar
yeah.
has 8 points. And for Middletown, Pick has 5. Brianna Walker has 4. And Sailor Poffenberger has 8. And 6 of those points of the 8 were 3-point shots.
Yeah.
She didn't take that many shots.
No.
She did not?
No.
She did not. So they're successful in keeping the ball away from her, which I think probably was the game plan. Don't let her get the ball.
Yeah.
And it's worked. So
doing a very excellent job. And you almost have to believe with her height that the passes to her, she could jump up and get them. And that's why I pointed out on the matchup with Michaela Daniels on Poffenberger, I thought it might be a mismatch, but no, uh-uh. But guess what? Michaela Daniels is going to be trouble for anybody that she matches up against. And I guess it's what you put your best player on your best player. I guess it's a matchup of two great players, and you couldn't have said it any better at the beginning of this game before we came on the air. Ed looked me right in the eyes, and he said, there's two great players in this game. Oh.
And there's a bunch of good ones, too. But I'm talking great players, and it's amazing, and I say great about a player that's a freshman. But she's not playing as well as she has in this game. She's still pretty damn good.
Great point.
I want to thank our sponsors once again, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Premier Dental Arts, Griffith Plumbing, Keep It Flowing.
Are you going to forget one again?
Oh, no. Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. I don't have my cheat sheet, so.
You can't forget Jay Day. And, again, we want to thank the scorekeepers over there for the keeping the points. And I don't believe in the high school gymnasiums.
They don't
usually
have that.
No. So you can't see how many points each player scores.
It's hard to do that. We're going to take a quick break, go back to the station. You're listening to live high school basketball here on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back, everybody. Just about to start the second half of this game. Middletown Knights 21, Frederick Cadets 39. There was one price, however, that was paid for the intense pressure, and that is there's a bunch of Frederick players that have fouls.
Yeah.
That was the price they paid.
That's costly.
But
just like the turnovers for Middletown.
Yeah. They forced the turnovers. India Keene gets the ball. She's dribbling away from us. She goes to Brianna Walker at the top of the key. Now it's off to Michaela Daniels, who has the ball, gets it over to a teammate. Bubakar has it in the lower corner. Michaela Daniels has it again, gives it to India Keene. India Keene starts to drive, gets the ball in under the basket, shot and blocked by Pick, and then there's a travel, and the travel's by Rihanna Hall. So Middletown, a turnover for the Cadets, and then Pick is going to be trying to get it in, closely guarded, and Michaela Daniels manages to get her hands on the ball and then knocks it out of bounds. And knocks it off of Poppenberger's hand, so it's going to be the Cadets' ball. Daniels is going to inbound it. She gets it to India Keene. India Keene gets it to number 21, Rihanna Hall, at the top of the key. They try to get it in and lost control of it, and Middletown will have it. So Pick's going to try to get it inbounded. She gives it to number 15, Molly Farron. Farron drives the length of the court and loses it to India Keene, who dishes it down to Bubakar, who lays it up, and it bounces right back out, a rare miss. And then it's thrown down to Sailor Poppenberger. She and Daniels both went for it. Both of them go down. No fouls called. And Hall has it. Rihanna Hall dishes it down, and then Middletown steals it away. Poppenberger has it. That's a three if it goes. It does.
I tell you, the two best players are showcasing tonight.
Each other, yeah.
3-point shots.
That's 11 points now for Sailor Poppenberger. 3 3-point shots.
Pass, look, and shoot, and they drain the three-pointers.
24-39, 15-point game, and now it's a three-pointer by Michaela Daniels. No good, short. She gets her own rebound, and then I think she was fouled. And that'll be a Melanie Pick, and that's her first team foul the second half.
Yep, so here's Michaela Daniels. With 6:20 remaining in the third period, Ed.
And that layup looks nice. Goes in, makes it 40-24, 16-point lead.
18 points now for Michaela Daniels.
That's unbelievable. Daniels has the ball. She looks up. She shoots. All net. Back to a 17-point game.
You think this is unbelievable.
Crutchfield has the ball. She's being closely guarded, almost a foul there. She gets it down to Walker. Brianna Walker can't get it in.
What's new?
Loses it, and who else? Michaela Daniels has it, drives the length of the court, dishes it down to India Keene, who dishes it back to Michaela Daniels. Oh, what a spinning soft one-hander for another 2 points. What's she got now? 21 points.
21.
And that long pass goes down to...
I'll tell you what.
That was number 33. Excuse me. Yeah, Brianna Crutchfield had the ball. Stepped out of bounds. So that's a turnover again. 5:42 left to go here. India Keene has the ball for the Cadets at the top. Gets it to Daniels. Daniels pitches it off to the corner. Long three-point shot. No good. And that was a foul on one of the Cadets. It's going to be in Washington, number 10. Fouled Poffenberger trying to get the rebound. Poffenberger being closely guarded by Michaela Daniels.
It's going to be a gift to watch the Sailor Poffenberger in the years to come, Ed.
I know.
We are very lucky.
Very lucky. And there's a foul, no call. And they're on the ground fighting for it. That's going to be a jump ball. And the arrow is to Middletown. Although I don't see an arrow, do you?
I don't either. You're not by yourself.
Yeah, there is one. It's on the conference championship table. Okay. Inbounded, successful. Farron has it, loses control. Bubakar has it, gets it off to Daniels. Daniels pitches it all the way down to the corner to Hall. Hall tries to feed it in and gets it under the basket. One shot to Washington, no good, and then ball knocked out of bounds. I think that was off of Middletown, so I think it's going to be the Cadets' ball, and it is. And that'll be India Keene trying to inbound.
And you know what's special about these Lady Cadets? They know that Michaela Daniels is full of awareness. She's not only taking the ball by herself. I tell you, when the play starts, when the play develops, they put it in her hands so she can find someone that's open.
Right. She's very unselfish. She really is.
Yeah.
And she gets it in there. Poffenberger not shot, blocks a shot. Rare miss by Daniels. Was that a miss or was that a pass? I couldn't tell. And then it's a travel on Washington as they're struggling under the basket.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Like, it looks like a rugby scrum.
It's the far side of where we're sitting. And once they get gathered around under that basket, no.
Brianna Walker gets it inbounds to Brianna Crutchfield. Pick gets it to her. And she's being closely guarded, Crutchfield is. She drives the baseline, puts a soft one-hander, no good, rebounded by Sailor Poffenberger, who puts it in, 26-43, and that's Poffenberger with 13 points.
It's nice to be tall, isn't it?
It is. India Keene trying to drive it down, Poffenberger guarding her. Daniels, what a pass by Daniels. And Bubakar couldn't get it in. It just spun back in and out. 44, Walker drives the length and lays it in.
Nice play. The former
28-43, 15-point lead.
Brianna Walker with 4 minutes left.
Excuse me, Walker, yes.
3:56.
And Daniels is taking her time. Cross-court pass to India Keene. India Keene's looking, drives the baseline. Nothing there. And then a layup by number 10. Natalie Washington.
So time really starting to evaporate here in the third period.
Brianna Crutchfield. And is that a foul? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a foul.
Let's see who was on. And that was on Jalen Montgomery. That's
right, here we have
second.
Natalie Washington going out. Linthicum coming in for Frederick. And you have, who is this? Ed, you have.
I can't see.
Passing the ball inbounds.
Poffenberger has it under the basket. She shoots and she's fouled.
Megan Shipley.
And she was fouled, I believe, by India Keene.
I tell you, this team, Middletown is primed for a couple of great years. Three or four great years to come. You're looking at tall players out there right now in forward Melanie, or excuse me, you're looking at the guard that came in, Megan Shipley. She's only a freshman.
Poffenberger's first point is good. Foul line, 29-45.
You're looking at a sophomore, Kate Pusey, number 10. She's only a sophomore.
And that's all net for Poffenberger. That's Poffenberger's 17th point.
Then, of course, you have your star, Sailor Poffenberger.
And then India Keene's now driving the ball down. She's at the top of the key for the Cadets. She's being guarded That's a zone now for Middletown. And then Michaela Daniels is looking for somebody that's open. She's got Bubakar, and then she takes it to the outside. Dished into Montgomery. Montgomery gives it all the way back out to Daniels. Shot clock down to two, and they lose the ball. Sailor Poffenberger has it by India Keene all over her. And then she dribbles, gets it down. She's going to drive the baseline. And she does.
Oh.
She doesn't get the layup, but she was shooting
close.
And that foul, I believe, is going to be the third foul on Jalen Montgomery.
Middletown fans.
It is.
Middletown fans hoping that that would have been an and-one shot, but the ball rolled around. And see, now it's costly, Ed, because now you start missing them foul shots or them free throws.
She only missed one, and she missed the layup, but not by much because she was fouled. Poffenberger's at the line again. All
so
net.
There you go.
31-45, 14 points. That's the lowest it's been in a while.
Timeout, Frederick.
And I think Coach Bush wants a timeout.
With 2:41 left. 2 minutes, 41 seconds, third period at BB&T Arena, Hood College.
Beautiful place for a basketball game.
It is.
16 points for Sailor Poffenberger for Middletown. 21 points for Michaela Daniels. I mean...
You almost feel
it's
like
been what a show.
It has. And we knew we were primed for some great action. Don't count Middletown out just yet. You saw with about a minute remaining in the first period when head coach Amy Poffenberger, that's now on that far side, really getting her players, trying to get them powered up and ready to go with 2 minutes left. They were starting to make a charge early in the first period after she called her first time out of the game, but after that, it was all Frederick.
Well, 2:41 left to go here in the third period. Still a whole period of play to go. 14-point
lead
is not insurmountable.
That's why I say don't count them out, Ed.
But I've never counted them out. India Keene is at the top of the key, crossing the court. She dishes it off to her left, and now Michaela Daniels finds herself surrounded by three Middletown players. She kicks it back off. Keene shoots for an air ball, and Middletown has it. Poffenberger has it, driving the ball, and she's being guarded by India Keene again. Poffenberger crosses the timeline. She looks around. They look a lot more poised right now, and there's a shove. And that's on Middletown.
It's an offensive foul, and the ball goes back to Frederick. Wow, what a mistake there. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, especially when you had a chance to narrow the gap.
Down by, 14 points?
Yeah. Bubakar is going to be inbounding. that was a mistake by the refs.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there.
Yeah, they had actually six players on the court for the cadets, and that was not their fault.
No.
They had a substitution. They were allowing them to inbound the ball while they had the substitution. Bubakar gets it in to India Keene. She crosses the timeline. She's being guarded by Walker. She gets it back out to India Keene. India Keene gets it back out from Linthicum. And then number 12 shoots. Oh, that's a three-pointer.
Aggie. And Daly.
Yeah.
Traveling back down the field, clapping her hands.
Poffenberger has it knocked out of her grip by who else? Michaela Daniels, but it's going to be Middletown ball.
I tell you, the ball started rolling our way, Pete. I thought it was going to hit your feet right under that table.
That's no problem.
No problem.
If it's above the table, I can usually catch it.
I tell you,
and
we're pretty close.
We are, right on the court.
Right on the court.
And Sailor Poffenberger gets it in to Walker. Walker pitches it in. And let's see.
No
it's
shot.
A foul on India Keene. That's a fifth team foul. That's her third. So Keene and Linthicum both have three fouls. Bubakar's in now. Inbounded by Megan Shipley. And knocked back out. Poffenberger's now going to bring it in.
Here we see some family members of Kirsten Lethicum cheering her on our side.
Nice try, but no good. Washington gets the rebound, gives it off to Michaela Daniels. Daniels races down the court, gets the ball back. Shoot from the corner, no good. Would have been a three-pointer, I think. Overthrows. Middletown gets the rebound, overthrows the ball,
pass.
And it goes straight into the hands of Michaela Daniels, who just sits back and rests. Now she drives to the far corner. She dishes it off to India Keene. Lincecum has it. Dishes it into Bubakar, who shoots a one-hander, but she's fouled. No basket's no good.
One minute, six seconds.
Foul is on Kate Pusey.
106 left, third period.
17-point lead for the Cadets, and they could widen this. Bubakar at the line, number 24. First shot is no good. Bounces off the back of the rim. Second shot is good. It's now Cadets 49, Knights 31. What a pass. Oh, what a pass.
Beautiful.
Number 33 dishes it off on the run. Brianna Crutchfield to Sailor Poffenberger, who lays it in, then falls down.
With Michaela Daniels all over.
Right. Daniels misses a layup. Poffenberger rebounds it. Now she's driving down the court.
I think that was debatable.
Being guarded by Washington. She shoots a three-pointer with no stop. It's rebounded by Middletown. Loses the ball, gets it back, gets it to Poffenberger. What a play. She's lying down. She managed to kick it back out to Poffenberger. Poffenberger's being closely guarded by Washington, who actually held her, but no charge. Another basket for Poffenberger. That's 20 points for her. She's only one behind Michaela Daniels now.
Yeah, look at Coach Amy Poffenberger raising her arm, saying, come on, get loud for me.
10 seconds left. Daniels is holding the ball. Going to hold it for the last shot, I think. She drives the baseline, tries to lay it back up, no good. And that's the end of the third period with the score Middletown 35, Frederick 49. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD.
Money basketball, Maryland Terrapins basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
We back? And we're back.
We're back in.
Starting the fourth period, 8 minutes left to go. Middletown 35, Frederick Cadets 49. Sailor Poffenberger for Middletown has 20 points. And Michaela Daniels has 21. She's been she hasn't scored, I don't think, in the second half, has she? I don't think so. She had 21 at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she hasn't been all over the court playing.
Well, you know what? Excuse me. And you're talking about Michaela Daniels.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I think it was 18 points. So
was
she
it?
Did
okay.
have.
All right.
I believe she did have another three-pointer here, if I can find it on the notes. And while you.
Okay. And we're back into play. Michaela Daniels has the ball at the top of the key. She drives the baseline with soft one-handed jumper. Goes right through. And now she's got 23 points. 7:40 left to go in the game. Crutchfield has the ball for Middletown. Gives it down to Pusey, I think. And I am correct. No, Megan Chipley had the ball. Drove the baseline. Got fouled when she was shooting.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And that's going to be the fourth foul on Lincecum.
It's going to be an uphill battle for Middletown. And the
first basket is good.
Somehow they're going to have to try to find.
And Lincecum with four fouls is going to have a seat. And number 21, Rihanna Hall, is going to take her place.
They're going to have to try to find a way to stop Michaela Daniels and company. I mean, it's just that simple.
Second shot for Shipley is good. 37-51, 14 points again. India Keene gets it down to Michaela Daniels. Daniels shoots too hard. And it's a battle under the court for the rebound. And let's see, Middletown comes out ahead with it. Brianna Walker gets it, gives it to Shipley. Shipley has it knocked out of bounds. Boy, there's a lot of fighting in there. Michaela Daniels came up with it, and then it's stolen at the other end of the court by Crutchfield, number 33. Brianna Crutchfield has it. She's setting the play up. She gets it to Brianna Walker. Walker is fouled, and that's going to be, I think, on Michaela Daniels.
Yeah, so you're right, Ed. They're having foul trouble in this game.
Well,
Frederick Cadets
can, and that's her second, so
yeah.
she's not in foul trouble, but it stops. That's the seventh team foul for the Cadets.
You see Michaela Daniels leaning down near the center of the court, tying her shoe up.
Yeah.
Taking a peek at that scoreboard. She's going to see the score.
She actually looks like she's been running all over the place, too.
And right now
23
she's
points for her, 20 for Sailor Poffenberger.
Happy to see a 51-37 lead.
Brianna Walker at the line. First shot is good. That makes it 38-51, 13-point game.
6:56 in the fourth period. 6 minutes.
She comes up to make the second shot. Takes her time. No good. Bounces, but it's off a Middletown player. And it's going to be Cadets ball. 38-51, 13-point game. 6:53 left to go. And Jalen Montgomery inbounds it to Michaela Daniels. She's setting up a play at the top of the key. A lot less hustle going on right now. She kicks it off, and that's a three-point shot by Michaela Daniels. That makes 26 points for her, 54-38. Shipley takes it, loses control, and that was India Keene on the hustle. And Jalen shoots and is hammered. I think that was Kate Pusey that did that. No, it wasn't. It was Megan Shipley with that foul. That's her first. Jalen Montgomery shooting. First shot's good. 54-38, 6:19 left to go. 16-point lead. And that second shot's no good. But it was rebounded by India Keene. So the Cadets have a chance to
time out, Ashley Bush and company.
Well, India Keene picked up her dribble and was being closely guarded. And she basically was standing right in front of the coach and said, let's take a timeout. And
so
they did.
Timeout with 6:13. Now remaining 55-38, Frederick. And
The Knights had a shot,
yeah.
But you can't give it all. You can't give it back like that.
And I tell you, I don't know how you guessed it, but you guessed it pretty well. I might have to ask you for some lottery numbers, because right now the two numbers that stand out is Michaela Daniels and Sailor Poffenberger on that scoreboard. And you guessed it. You said the two greats.
Oh well, I can't claim any brilliance on that. It's kind of obvious.
26 points for Michaela Daniels and 20 for.
And I've got to say, the pair of them have been worth the price of admission just for the two of them. I mean,
you're
lots of other great plays by the players on both teams.
Yeah.
But Michaela Daniels has it. She brings it in. She's being guarded by Brianna Walker. It's dished off in the lower corner and loss. Let's see who had it. I think that's Shipley. And there is a
timeout
for Middletown, I think.
So Amy Poffenberger now sharing duties and doing what Ashley Bush did with about 6 minutes remaining. Now it's down to 5:56, and now Middletown calls a timeout.
Well, three timeouts left for Middletown, two for the Cadets. The Cadets have seven fouls, though.
Yeah. That's something that Coach Ashley
Three
Bush...
players in foul trouble. One with four,
yeah,
which I believe is Linthicum.
There's always work to be done, Ed, you know. But
for a coach, there's work never ends.
Never
even
ends.
Even if you're winning all the time.
Exactly. So and you have to imagine that Ashley Bush, you know, she knows about this. And you have to imagine, as good as she is, as good as a coach that she is, she will address that situation when the time comes before the playoffs arrive. And I want to mention something to you on our next timeout. It's a very special day today in high school basketball, so remind me about that.
Okay,
Ed.
I'll have to ask you about that. Shipley's inbounding for Middletown. And she gets it to Walker, who dribbles down the court, gives it to Poffenberger. Poffenberger lays it in and gets fouled.
That's what she wanted all along, for the foul shot to drop in.
But who was the foul on?
The and one.
And that's Rihanna Hall, her second. So you get a chance, 15 points again.
So
chance for Poffenberger to make a three-point play.
Natalie Washington enters the game for Frederick. Rihanna Hall sits down.
Sailor shoots, and it's good. 41 to 55. 5:52, it's a 14-point game. And it's a turnover.
Wow. What happened there?
I think she palmed the ball.
Oh,
you don't see it called all the time, but it's still there. And then Middletown has the ball under their own basket.
You, they're sticking around.
Oh, there was fouls all over the place. No call. So what happened there? I couldn't see. It was a scrum under the basket.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans starting to stand up on their feet. They're
Middletown ball.
Nervous here.
Another foul.
With 5:49 remaining.
That's the fourth foul on India Keene.
Look at the veteran presence that Michaela Daniels brings to this team. You could read her lips right there.
She calmed down.
There we go, Ed. You read it. Said we need to calm down.
And it's going to be Sailor Poffenberger at the line. Already has 23 points.
I mean, to me...
Nope, and that's... And now they're saying, nope, you're not shooting, Sailor. The foul is on number 43. And the other official is saying, no, it wasn't. They're arguing over it.
So now Amy and Sailor looking on to the referees discussing...
Okay, you're going to tell us who? Now it's Poffenberger back to the line. And... Referee talks that over with Poffenberger's mother, the coach. Poffenberger shoots, no good, but it's rebounded by Middletown. Poffenberger has it on the outside, drives the baseline, and is fouled in the act of shooting. And that, I think, is going to be on number 32, Jalen Montgomery. No, it's number 10, Washington. That's her third foul. 10th team foul. And Poffenberger is going to be at the line. 14 points difference. 5:45 left to go in the game. Poffenberger takes the first shot, rims it. She's not taking her time. She just rushed up and shot it. And that's maturity. That's the difference between
a freshman
and a sophomore and
you're
a senior.
You're exactly right. It will come over time. That's why I say we are very gifted and lucky to be able to see her.
She takes her time, and it's all net. 42-55, 13-point game.
The show is just now beginning for Sailor Poffenberger.
India Keene's in the game with four fouls. She takes the ball down to Daniels, takes it again, takes it out to the outside. Montgomery has it. They try to get it to the baseline. They dish it in. I think it went out of bounds, and it's off a Middletown player. Shot clock down to 15. Keene's going to bring it in at the baseline. And Middletown takes another timeout. They have two left.
So both teams now, Ed, what is the method that you think they're using? They're starting to burn timeouts pretty early.
Well, what Middletown wants to do is Middletown wants to drive the baseline as much as possible, shoot, and get fouled.
There you go.
Because players can't hurt you if they're sitting on the bench with five fouls.
Yeah.
And that was the price that the Knights paid, the Cadets paid in order to get the lead and the amount of turnovers, because they really were in there hustling for the ball and fighting for every possession.
Yeah.
And they got called for the fouls. Now, you know, I mentioned that at halftime, that was the price they paid, but they got a big lead. Now,
10 fouls already for Frederick.
13-point lead, and, you know, Middletown, if they can shoot fouls and they get fouled enough, and you can close right back in because you're not wasting any time. No time's going off the clock when you're shooting from the foul line.
Yeah.
So 5:29 is a lot of time. They're not out of it, but they need to score here. And it is... Well, they need to stop the Cadets from scoring. India Keene has it with four fouls. She gets it in. And then double teamed, and they turn it over. No, they don't. They get it back. India Keene has it at the top of the key. Kicks it down to the baseline. And Sailor Poffenberger gets it on a missed shot. She crosses the timeline, being hotly guarded by Washington. Sailor Poffenberger drives the line. That could have been another foul on number 23, but nothing was called. So yeah. It's now 26.
I'll tell you what.
Both those players have 26 points.
Coach Ashley Bush knows that they're in trouble if they don't get something going here. Middletown is starting to figure out Frederick, but is it too late?
I don't know. Shipley gets the foul, and it was Daniels as she was going to the baseline. So Daniels is at the baseline getting ready to shoot. The top of the key. Was she in the act of shooting? Is it two shots or is it one shot? She was driving the baseline, but I couldn't tell. Oh. They have one of the Knights at the far end. That's Poffenberger is under our basket. They were waiting for a rebound and they try to get the ball all the way down here for her. First shot by Daniels is good.
Ah, look at the trick that they're playing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See that? Amy Poffenberger trying to stretch out a Sailor Poffenberger over there. And she's talking to the athletic trainer. But I think that was a little trick set up, and Ashley Bush told one of her cadets, get down there and cover.
Yeah. Second shot was good. And now ball's thrown away, recovered by Middletown, and thrown away again by Middletown. Bubakar has it, gets it back out to India Keene, who's playing with four fouls. Now Michaela Daniels has it. 4:26 left to go in the game. Kaylin Daniels comes around the top of the key, looking for that baseline. There's too many Middletown players in the way. And forced pass in there. Bubakar shoots it from the outside. No good. Rebounded by Michaela Daniels. And there's a foul. And who's it on?
Who is it on? Good question, Ed. And here comes Lentz.
Because if it's on, apparently it wasn't a foul. It was a turnover.
Well, at any rate, here comes Lentz. I'm back in the game for the Cadets.
Crutchfield brings the ball across for the Knights.
She has four fouls, so keep an eye on Lentz.
That's a three-pointer. No good. And it's rebounded by Lentz, of all people. Lentz being guarded for a moment by a Sailor. And India Keene taking her time. That's what she wants to do, waste some time here. She gets it across to Linthicum. She dishes it down to number 10. That's Natalie Washington.
Natalie Washington.
Shot no good. Rebounded by Bubakar. Kind of surprised to find the ball there. Shot again. That's a three-pointer by Daniels. 31 points from Michaela Daniels. What a game.
3:19 remaining.
And it's 44-60. 16-point lead. Sailor Poffenberger has it. Being guarded by Daniels again. Keeps trying to drive the baseline. Boy, Daniels won't quit. Brianna Walker dishes it in to Pusey. Excuse me, I think that's Pusey, isn't it? Yeah, Kate Pusey turns and shoots. No good. 2:52 left to go in the game, and the door's closing on Middletown. Michaela Daniels dishes it off to the corner. Linthicum gets it back to Washington. Washington drives around, gives it back to India Keene. They're just wasting time. That's a good team. Linthicum shoots three-pointer, no good. Sailor Poffenberger has the ball. She drives down the court. And she's just going to drive all the way. And the ball's knocked out of her hands by Linthicum. Michaela Daniels has
speed.
The ball. Oh, she's fouled. Doesn't get any ball in. But she was fouled. That was a good foul by number 43, Megan Shipley. Because that was an easy 2 points for her. 31 points for Michaela Daniels. 26 and points for Sailor Poffenberger.
That pretty much puts an end to a... what was a really uphill battle and a what would have been a mountain to climb for Middletown. But that puts an end to it.
16 points is not impossible, but it's very unlikely.
Well, you tell the fans that filing out of here.
You have to go to three-point land.
That's right. And in high school, it's a very, very tough challenge to do.
Michaela Daniels misses, and now we're getting some substitutions in. And there's another timeout by Middletown. And I believe that only leave them one, although they haven't taken it off the score. There we go. One timeout left.
I tell you, I've seen some great teams in Frederick County, but you just wonder if it's starting to set up as a dynasty. You wonder, can Coach Bush continue if she stays with this team? That's a big word. If, can she continue when these players grow, graduate? I mean, can she keep developing them, or is it just a couple years and, you know, they're going to start all
the
over again?
The answer is yes, she can.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have your answer, folks.
She can. I believe she can anyway. She's a very, very good coach.
Yeah.
And been quite a duel tonight, I got to tell you.
Yeah. And you know what? Give credit to him. And I believe that she... And you might not agree, Ed, but I believe that Coach Hammond set it up with that state championship title in 2011. And from there on,
I think so too.
It's just been an uphill climb.
Well,
and it's not let up.
Because was a great coach, too.
And she set it up. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And she took over Ashley Bush.
So, Philip, where did you go to high school?
Well, guess where?
I was going to guess the cadets, but...
Frederick High.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was a memory to always remember, 2011.
Daniel shooting, and the first shot is good.
There's no signs of slowing down.
32 points, 2:17 left to go in the game, and it's stolen by Frederick again. Linthicum has it at the top of the key, dishes it back to India Keene. Daniels has it, starts to shoot, and goes, no, that's not what we want to do. She's going to milk the time off that shot clock. You talk about a savvy player. She's only a junior. And she's running circles around the player guarding her. Dribbling. She's just so good at dribbling. Shoots the ball. No good, but she was fouled. So she's going to get another two shots.
Right, so while we wait on the call, Ed.
Number 30, and that is Bree Schill.
So while they gather around and discuss that play, today was a very special day because the playoff bracket was announced for Frederick County High School basketball, both boys and girls. And here you have the Middletown Knights. They will get a bye, of course, with that beautiful record, only losing one game
as
it stands now. Until tonight, you're correct.
And revenge for Frederick, who only lost one. Well, they lost two. But.
If this stands, they will be playing. Middletown will be playing on February 27th, the winner of Walkersville and Seneca Valley.
Yeah.
So whoever comes away with, and guess what? The former team of Coach Mike Mathis. He's not with them anymore. Now he's with the boys. But
Michaela Daniels shoots. The second shot, the first shot is no good. She's got 32 points. She's trying to get up to 33.
And then you have the Frederick Cadets as well. They're getting a bye going in, and they will play the winner of either Tuscarora or South Hagerstown.
Seconds all net. Crutchfield bringing it in for Middletown. Full court press still by Frederick. I mean, Sailor Poffenberger has the ball. She's being pressured. She drives down the lane. She lays it in. 28 points for Sailor Poffenberger, 46-62, 16-point game. Michaela Daniels,
1:30 left.
She's and she's looking. I can watch her here and I can tell you what she's thinking. She's first looking at the clock, how much time is left. Now she's looking at the shot clock. Now she's looking at the defense, and that's going to be a foul on number 33, Brianna Crutchfield.
Brianna, yes, Crutchfield.
That's her third, and that's the eighth Middletown foul.
Then the senior, Brianna Crutchfield, looking at the referee saying, I barely touched her. Why did I cut the foul?
Well, you wonder. Some of the Michaela Daniels gets another point. That makes 34 points.
I'll tell you what, how about you go out there and try to cover Michaela Daniels, Ed?
No.
No.
I've got one thing on her, weight and size, but no speed.
That's right.
She makes the second shot, and it's 35 points for her, 46-64. Poppenberger brings it all the way down, drives the lane, soft one-hander in bed, the basket it goes. 30 points for her, 48-64. 105, 104 left to go. And Michaela Daniels looking like, you know, she just started the game. Doesn't look tired at all, dribbling the ball. She's just taking her time. Sits on the outside. Now she drives around Crutchfield. Dishes it off to Washington. Washington gives it right back to her. Drives the baseline. She's fouled. I think that's going to be on Brianna Crutchfield again. That's her fourth, I think. It is. But with 43 seconds left to go, they're not going to worry about it. And it's going to be Michaela Daniels back at the line again. First shot's up, and it's good. 36 points for her.
So you mentioned Brianna Crutchfield. She's a senior forward for the Middletown girls basketball team.
Second shot is good. That makes it 37 points for Michaela Daniels. And almost stolen. Poppenberger gets it back, feeds it to Kate Pusey. Pusey lays it in. Easy basket, 50-66. 35 seconds left to go. Poppenberger's guarding Daniels. Now Daniels is just taking her time. Just wasting time.
Just melt the clock, Ed.
However, she hasn't gone across the timeline. And I don't know why they didn't call that. You've only got so many seconds to get that ball across the timeline, and she didn't do it. Fed in and shot by Washington. Another 2 points, and that's going to be the final score. Middletown Knights 50, Frederick Cadets 68. We'll try to have an interview with the head coach. We'll see if we can get her. It may be difficult. You're listening to live high school basketball on AM 930 WFMD. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Michaela Daniels, let's see, you only got 37 points in this game. And you're smiling. I've got to say, you guys outplayed yourself tonight. You really had a game plan for this, and you executed it really well.
Thank you.
I was saying earlier, it seemed to me that the amount of effort you guys put in to controlling the ball and fighting to make turnovers, it really paid off. You got the big lead. The cost of it, though, you had a lot of players in foul troubles. Nobody fouled out, though.
Yes. I think we're smarter to know, okay, you get three and you see how the refs are calling it, so now you got to back off. Or if they're not calling it as much, we can be more aggressive. But I think we realized that how they were calling it and people were ready to come off the bench.
The thing I really liked about your gamesmanship was you're watching the clock and wasting as much time as you can. Mm-hmm. And very professional of you.
Yes, thank you.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Sailor Poppenberger, you were on her all night.
Yes.
You held her down. She still scored 30 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's going to be really fun next year.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and you guys won't meet each other again, right?
Not this year.
Yeah, next year you'll play. Mm-hmm. So you got your revenge. We talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wanted to come back and beat Middletown. You've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, it was an outstanding game. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you.
Yeah, with 37 points. So I have to ask you, when you led all scorers, obviously with 37 points, Michaela, did it take you back to any memories of last year in that state title game? Because it did for us.
Not really. Well, last year I didn't realize how many points I had scored, so I don't think, I mean, when I'm in the game, the last thing I'm worried about is how many points I'm scoring. I'm looking at who's winning the game. That's the only thing I'm looking at.
And I talk about with Ed during the game, you're always hustling. I mean, game in and game out, I mean, you're always from quarter one to quarter four. But tell us, you had, it looks like in the second quarter, you had with about 2 minutes and 18 seconds your first three of the game, and then with 50 seconds, you had your second three of the game. So did you find a groove later in the game, or, I mean, because you started getting hot behind that three-point line?
I think, yes, I found my groove, but I also think it's my teammates finding me and knowing that I'm hitting my shots, so try to find me when I'm open. And I'm me moving into the open spots.
All right. Michaela Daniels, congratulations.
Michaela, congratulations. Good luck in the playoffs, which are coming up. And fun to see you again. Please say hi to your mom for me.
You too, and I will.
And congratulate your coach for us.
Thank you.
Bye. And Michaela Daniels, outstanding athlete who will be on her way to the University of Arkansas.
Division One basketball.
Division One
How about
basketball?
That, Ed?
That's pretty much our post-game show because they've turned off the scoreboard, and I can't tell you the individual scoring.
There it is.
But it was a great, great effort.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll break it down for you, Ed, if you want really quick. We had the, the end of the first quarter, or the period, rather. It was 23-14, so you had Frederick Middletown very much still in the game. Then, of course, at halftime, you had it at 39-21. It was still in striking distance for the Knights. And then you had at the end of the third, it was 49-35. And then the final score.
Which was? They turned the scoreboard off.
They turned it off.
I think it was a 16-point lead.
Hey, I was busy over there getting Michaela Daniels
I know you were, but an excellent effort. 37 points by Michaela Daniels. What a nice young lady.
And yeah.
Gifted athlete. Pleasure to see. Sailor Poffenberger did a great job, too.
Yeah.
And it was turnovers that made the difference. And I've got to say, very well done by the Middletown Knights to stay composed in the second half and make a comeback to a certain extent. But Frederick just did such a wonderful job of not getting those extra fouls at the end. They had a bunch of fit players in foul trouble. That was the price they paid for the intensity and for the turnovers, but it paid off big time.
I'll tell you, any team right now in that playoff bracket that has to face Frederick, they're going to want to know it right now.
I think Frederick's got an excellent chance of repeating. We'll have to see. You never know what happens in playoffs. So, I want to thank our sponsors again, Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Griffith Plumbing, and who am I forgetting? Griffith Plumbing,
Jay Day,
and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and
Guy Cappuccino.
Guy Cappuccino, I got that.
You got that.
Oh, Premier Dental Arts.
Premier Dental Arts. There you have it.
Thank you very much. And Bob Dacey, thank you very much. Run the studio back there.
Thank you, Bob.
For Philip Vasey and
Vasera.
I'm sorry. For Philip Vasera, I'm Ed Lilly. Thanking you for listening and wishing you a nice evening. You've been listening live. High school basketball from the BB&T Arena on AM 930 WFMD.
Frederick County basketball has been brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. Premier Dental Arts. All your dental needs in one place. Maryland men's and women's basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University basketball team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend.
Tune in again next time for the best in local high school sports action. Or find the podcast of this game on WFMD.com.